I said, it's such a good little shop, that is, you know, that Stars. It used to be just the one half of that, and he obviously bought the other half of the shop, and had it knocked through into one great big one.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
It's nice in there now. I've been in since I've done ours.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Robin Cole's happy now as well.
Why is that?
Not since 70 of Lugs, so they were sacked. The ones that were giving them all the sack now.
And has somebody been playing him up at work?
Oh,
why is that?
They just didn't like him. I think they came from Redditch and they didn't like him because his dad was chief constable. Of course, they knew this, didn't you, about Robin? And they were two crooks anyway, so obviously that's. It was all tied up with that. Yeah. Anyway, of course they were caught thieving and they've been sacked.
Oh, good.
And of course Robin's as happy as a pig in shit now. Everywhere you see him, if you see him around now, he's
smiling
on his face. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Mind you, there's nothing worse than being miserable, is there?
Locking him in a cell and all that for hours at a time. Yeah, in a high speed cell, you know. Engine running at 5,000 revs. Locking him in. I know he wouldn't go without his ear defenders, of course, but
that's
there's
not
nothing
the point,
you can do, you see.
Yeah.
They shut the door on him. Jam the door so you can't get out.
I've been into this house here.
We spend
a lot of money on this house here,
Dad. We spend money on all these houses. I mean, this one here in particular.
Yeah, look, they've redone the end of this wall, look. Rebuilt that.
Yeah.
Oh, is this one next door? Oh, big double
garage. This one here, Deb. I mean, that was when that was sold.
You should see this one down here. This was.
The gutted, the one they gutted.
Yeah, it's coming on now.
Is it?
Yeah. Somebody's bought that for a song, you know, and they're really spending.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming on now, look.
Yeah.
And they've got that.
Yeah. They've got an extension.
Nearly full, nearly done now. They'll have the windows done next, I suppose.
I wish things would pick up.
I wish we could win the polls.
There's a few on there today, isn't there?
Yeah. The old farmer.
The yokel.
There's another one having its drive done here somewhere.
Yes, a couple of them been done there.
Yeah, a bit further down.
St. James Hospital.
Oh, is that your old thingy bob up there?
Which?
Cavalier. Can't see it now.
No, he sold it.
How did he?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a green one very similar.
Jim's Granada, that is.
Oh, is it Granada? Oh, there you go. He's in the office. Oh, yeah. What was that?
Colin says she's come up for some else. Now she's come to tell you something else.
How's this Nintendo going?
Could have showed you that, couldn't I? You can have a go later. No, we ain't mastered it yet.
Have you?
No.
So if he has any trouble, he wants to nip round and give us a ring and my lad will show him how to work it.
Yeah.
If he's as quick as my lad. Did he stop to the end on Saturday?
No, we went not long after you. Yeah. We didn't stay much longer.
It's been too noisy there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was getting a bit heavy, wasn't it?
But the thing is, when you went to the bar, it was still noisy up the bar.
Yeah. When we, Roy Boyle was in tears when we come out.
Was I?
Yeah, a bit emotional, I think. He was in tears. Good night, though. I did think it was nice. The theme was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Has he been to the show yet?
I don't know. I don't know whether he said he was going Monday or Tuesday, so he should have been. Should have been by now.
Over Sunday, just have a look.
Hopefully they might get some work in.
They've sold one, the one that was there, they've sold.
Have they?
Evidently they've, mommy, she was telling me, she's with a bloke, I can't remember that. They think he's got to go to Paris first, and then, or France, there's a show in France somewhere, I think it's Paris, I don't know. And then he's going over there, and they've had some more inquiries or something.
Right, good.
So, it should be alright.
Yeah, it's been slack for a while now.
Yeah.
I need some working.
Somebody's the Yanks, so I want some money, don't they?
Yeah.
Can't get out of them.
That's the trouble with most businesses now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
People owe him money.
Day off, is it?
Yeah, I'm on holiday next week as well. Can't be bad.
Are you going to stop at home and do the decorating?
No, I'm just going to have a lazy week, I think. I did decorating last couple of weeks ago when I was off.
Mark off then, or just you?
Just me. He doesn't seem to have as much holiday as me, because I get nearly 6 weeks a year now.
Yeah, they don't give a lot.
So, this is finishing off last year's, I ain't started on this year's yet.
I better shut this before it gets red.
See you then. Ta-ra.
Can I park?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. I don't need that then if we get
new mechanic?
New mechanic?
Mm.
Which one?
The bloke with the in the what's it coat, by the way?
The black coat.
He was an idiot.
Is your new car got electric windows?
No. Turning and then got them.
Also.
It's multi-point injection, like the same as this. It's a Honda engine, Deb. It goes the opposite way to this.
What do you mean?
Runs the opposite way.
Don't know what you mean.
It runs the opposite way.
He ain't gonna do that.
Is that one there?
No. Well, it seems that the bulk's taken up most of it. Yeah. Just keep going up, Dad. The higher you go, the less we've got to go up in the lift or up the stairs.
Yeah. Go up all the way, eh? See if you can see the arrows going up.
Well. It was lovely, son. You're not having to go to work.
I bet. You're not going again, then?
No. Even if they say we want you to open Sundays now, I should say no.
No, sorry, I can't. Yeah, I don't do them no favours. Oh, Deb, can you come in Sunday? Sounds
no, I've made arrangements. Keep going.
Sorry.
I was telling you about those till shorts. Oh, you missed it. And Tony says to me, do you think we should let the manager know? I says, no. I says, Andrea knows about them. It's her job. She's now my superior, so if anybody should let the managers know, she should. I said, if she hadn't have been here today, then yes, we would have done. I says, but I'm not going to cover up for her. So stitch yourself up, because I'm not going to be responsible for covering up for the woman. I'll do what I've got to do, but I'm not going to make her life any easier. Oh my life, what's that? What a mess. I've seen everything now, Dad. Yeah. That's so funny.
She'll know us next time.
Who? Why? Oh, yeah. Had a good look. Oh, is that just sprinkled on the top of this? Yeah. Yeah, because it was getting a bit raw there, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, I want to make a note of this phone number. Hey. Auntie Linda wants to know how much it would be to get the thing, flower thing here again.
Oh yeah. How come the last one didn't go back up? Yeah. Make up a new name and start again.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't Linda's business, she just worked for her.
What, did she want to do it herself?
It was, yeah. It was a shame actually, because the woman was Linda's husband's sister. She didn't have shit on Linda. She when the receivers come in and all that, she'd never put Linda down as working for her, so she got no redundancy pay. So Linda's had to add one hell of a battle to get some money off her. You know, through the redundancy and all that. And receivers and that, when they sold off all the business, because they then pay out the money that they owe, don't they?
Yeah.
She had a hell of a job to get some money from them. I mean, she's family as well. I mean, she wants to try and set up on her own.
Yeah.
Because,
how much would it cost?
I don't know, that's what I'll find out. John, Mark's brother's sharing the money four ways.
Are they? Four ways.
Mark's having five and he's having five.
Oh, it's all settled now.
Yeah, and Sheila and Linda are having four, but Sheila doesn't know, you see. He's going to be a surprise for her.
What are you going to do with the five?
I don't know, Dad. No, I don't know what he's going to do with it. I'll leave it up to Mark. I want him to buy a car, but...
Well, if you do decide to buy a car, if you want to get a new one, I'll get you one.
Yeah. I mean, like you say, if we could put £5,000 down on a car, we'd have,
You're virtually buying it for cash now.
That's right.
You mean, yeah, you don't have to buy it. You don't have to buy the top of the range, mate.
I know. But, I mean... He's sucked in at the minute with Linda because she wants him to put his money with her as well, you see.
Yeah, maybe it's a good idea.
I don't know, because she's not a florist. She's not...
Isn't she?
She's got no business attitude at all.
You need to know the flower, can't you? Yeah.
This is it. I know.
It's working for somebody, I'm thinking, you know.
No.
The bloke you want is a bloke that still goes in the club. Remember, he had a flower business.
I don't know, Dad.
You know him?
No.
No, he doesn't
know
the job.
I don't know. I mean,
I think the business she, went down when he
yeah. She knows where to get the stuff from and she knows how to do arrangements and all, but she's got no business sense.
Be careful, she
but
kind of money.
I've said to Mark, it's your money.
That's right, let him do it. Yeah.
And do with it as you will. Because at the end of the day, then he can't turn around to me and say, well, you wanted to do this with it. If it goes wrong, is only himself to blame then?
That's right, yeah.
What are we doing up here then? I've got to get some money.
Yeah, I want to go to the AA. Where else do I want to go, Deb?
Get something for the lice or whatever, wood lice or...
Oh, yeah. And there was something else.
No, you've been to the Midland Red?
Yeah.
That was it, wasn't it?
Well, where have you got to, which bank are you going to go to now?
Midland.
Midland. We've got the Midland Bank first. Yeah.
And then down the hill.
And then down the hill. Still on.
I've turned it off while you went in the garage. Yeah, it's still on. I like these people that catch you in the street. Excuse me. No, I normally say I can't stop. And
I just say sorry, I don't give interviews.
Yeah. I thought that was Rita over there, but it wasn't. I owe you 2 weeks, Paul's money.
Yeah, 3,000 or
something
like that.
2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, need the money, so
when you
get
yeah. No. I don't know whether I've got any money in the bank, Dad. I made a couple £100 out of them Sundays in any case.
Yeah.
I mean, I banked £200 extra last month.
Yeah.
Than, you know, a normal 4 weeks or whatever.
You going in the bank?
No, I'm getting the machine, Dad.
How long have you been up the shoes in there to get
the car? Ah. Since they're accused, yeah. Go on, tell me I can't have none. Oh no.
Yeah.
I must admit, it's never ever let me down. I mean, they know. If ever they said I couldn't have no money, I'd cause one hell of a stink, you know.
I was going to say, yeah, why can't I have any money? I'm just saying, that's okay.
I mean, they have guaranteed every week £120 goes in that bank. Every week. And they get, what, £750 a month as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no way that I can say that money doesn't go in. And the last couple of months it's been £950 rather than £750. Yeah, that's all I got to my name, Dad.
I've got
I want a loaf of bread.
We went to the ferry, we were going to the station, and Mary said, where's somebody?
Yeah, I wonder where
Callow
that is.
Callow Hill 82.
That's nice. Semi-detached, isn't it? That's the nearest three bedroom there, that is, Dad.
Which one?
That Callow Hill one for 82.
Yeah.
Mind you, you're paying for the area, aren't you?
Yeah, that's all you're paying for, yeah.
I like looking at the houses.
Yeah, gives you an idea of what to look for you,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
I mean,
I reckon
as a test houses, look at 58, 60,000 for semi-detached houses. Look at that one from 58.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that look like? It only looks like ordinary house council house, doesn't it? 58,000. Well,
I'd be looking for 65 Ferraris if we were to put it on the market. I mean, we're not not intending to sell it at all, but
no.
Would the rain affect this? Quick then, because the lights have changed. Oh, I can't see now, my glasses are all wet.
What
sweet is that? I ain't got none. They didn't come with this model. I'd like to work for one of the building societies and get a cheap mortgage. Oh, I thought it was further down than this. Oh, what's that?
Hello. No, I've just gone there.
Yeah.
And I'm swapping my car.
Right.
And it's got 12 months membership.
All right, okay. What you can do, have you had your membership card come through yet?
Yeah, it's come this morning, right. Or yesterday or something, yeah.
What I've got.
What they'll actually do, they'll suspend your AA membership now for the year until your free membership runs out, and then they'll reinstate it to you, so you'll have like...
Yeah, it'll be just about the same anyway, because I'm having the car on Monday.
When are you picking up the new car?
Monday.
Monday. Are you in town Monday? Are you in town again Monday? The reason I ask is because obviously I'll send the car's back in breakdown between now and Monday.
Tuesday I'll come to town.
Well, leave it to Tuesday.
Yeah, that'd be your best, because you're better off keeping your cars, because basically if you break down between now and then you need your car.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if you come in Tuesday rather than Monday. All you need to do is call in with them, and then we'll send them back to membership department. You probably get a temporary membership card when you get your free car, your new car.
Yeah.
If you bring that in as well, we'll get everything sorted.
All right,
you're better off keeping the cars just in case.
Just in case, I've got to be on my phone to pick it up anyway.
Yeah, otherwise you keep it.
Yeah.
And then they'll suspend it for you.
Okay, then.
And then we'll say to you afterwards.
Oh, that's fine.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks. Right. I've just got all the Ryan off and now we come out again. Let's have a look in this one then, now the Ryan's died off a bit. Oh look, that's a nice one.
And the one next to it, that's a big house.
Yeah.
175.
That's nice, Dad, look.
Yep, sir.
That's reduced to 95.950. That's nice, isn't it? Colour wheel.
Yeah. I don't like them being reduced. It means you're going to get nothing for ours.
That's a nice one. Hollybury. Close when you're out of screen.
How many bedrooms is it?
That's a 3-bedroom those days, I think. Yeah, 3 good bedrooms.
3 bedrooms.
Nice, isn't it? 108.
Yeah, 4 bedrooms. And those were big double galleys, so that's a good price, that is. I mean, they were trying to flog them for 150,000, weren't they?
What's gallery dining room, Sam? Main gallery to dining room.
Must be up the roof.
That one looks nice. Sold.
Yeah.
That's on the golf course, that, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
What's on this one?
Big house.
This is the cheaper side. Yeah, that's one of those at Range Worthy.
That's a bargain, isn't it?
That's It's a two bedroom, that is. Is it two bedroom? Yeah, two bedrooms. That's 55, that was for two bedroom downs.
You can see some of them ain't worth the money though, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. That's one close, much for 43,500.
It's horrible, isn't it? Yeah, that's it. Range where they're close.
Yeah.
Double glaze. Oh, it's got a conservatory and a garage built on, but... JFK is supposed to be very good, you know, the film.
I know, one of the chaps at work went to see it. It's about 4 hours long.
Yes, yeah, it's very long, but it's very good. It gets you thinking.
Yeah, you said it was 13. Are you going to the next race meeting?
When is it?
I don't know, sometime
I think so. I think we said we'd go.
Yeah, I think we said we'd go. We'll have to see what the camera are.
We've got to pay for the coach this time, haven't we, or something?
Hey?
We've got to pay for the coach this time, though, haven't we?
I won't.
Oh, no, not if the filly took it once.
Right.
I never got my meat out. I haven't got nothing for Tina.
Well, we want... I've got some meat.
Oh, I want some bread.
Where do you want to get this?
Anywhere. I'm going to Tesco's if you like.
Yeah.
I want a Hovis loaf, it's nice bread that is.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? What's your occupation? I'm a bouncer. That bloke up there, that woman interviewing him.
What are you about? Balls?
He's a bouncer for mother care. Oh, go that way. Dodge him.
Excuse me, can
I have some? No, thank you. As soon as I avoid him, I still ask you.
Yes, I said, yeah, I'm also doing a survey. You're being recorded.
Oh, God, yeah. So we'll go back?
Yeah.
I do like these shops, but I can't go in them.
No, they smell overpowering, aren't they?
Yeah, the smell drives me insane. It's too much. Makes me feel so ill. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, we get some bread from you, can't I?
Yeah, what do I want? I don't want bread, I want eggs.
No, you want eggs, yeah.
Get bread from here, that's nice bread from here. I'll get a loaf.
I want a Hovis loaf, though. Winter. Mind you.
I have one of those.
They're nice and soft, aren't they, one of them?
Yeah.
It's only a little one.
Yeah, I know. Of course you're not.
These bigger ones here.
How much is it? I think it's probably two. No, this one. Do you want a cake or anything, Deb?
Oh, I shouldn't really.
You want a donut though, do you?
No, I don't like donuts. I'll have an ice bun, Dad. Yeah.
Next, please.
Just that. I'm sorry, but that's all I've got. Alright.
Hey?
I said I'm...
You're not paying for mine, are you?
No. Did you want me to?
No. Do you want to get the...
£1.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
And a nice bun and an apple turnover, please. And a pound out too.
They don't do that, I don't think, do they?
Oh yeah, I bet they're nice and fresh.
They're made on the premises, I think, by looks of it.
Freshly made. They look nice, don't they?
They look nice, yeah.
They take well on the food, though.
Yeah. We have them bought in daily.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing, but obviously they wouldn't. Those would be a lot nicer there, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you'd see me pick these up.
Oh, I'm not curious, eh? No, I didn't. I could pick them up, eh? They're asking quick.
I'd have thought it.
Before they disappeared out the door. You wouldn't have got out.
This loaf, is it so heavy?
Eh?
This loaf?
Yeah, what are you going to do with this one? We need to carry it back.
Oh, I like them jumpers, Dan. I like that.
Yeah, it's a new tracksuit.
That's really nice, that is.
I don't know about the white one, though. That's so much, huh?
And I like that, you know. That's nice, isn't it? Serving somebody at the minute. How much are you? You said things. 31. 31.99 that is. That's nice that you've done. So here Wednesdays and Fridays? Yeah.
Friday.
No, next day will be Friday.
Friday, so it's Wednesday and Friday.
Thanks.
I'm not on next Wednesday.
I am. Even those are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
What are we after? Eggs? You want eggs?
No, did you want to get
them? I was saying, get them in here, can't you? I don't need to get them. Oh, sorry.
And last night it was ever so mild.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. Where will you get your eggs from?
Hmm?
Where will you get your eggs from?
Around the corner.
Where
do I get
the spuds? Good portions, isn't it?
Yeah. How much are they in Tesco? They're twice that.
That's £2.50 a pound, though. Mm. About the same.
It's about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a pound of chicken breast, please. Okay. Have a carrier bag as well, please.
Free range eggs, 2.20 per try.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Awesome free range eggs as well. A dozen, please.
Turkey wings. That's always the name, Dan. They're turkey wings.
Yeah.
It's like a joint, isn't it? Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like turkey, do I?
No.
Fitting as well.
Yeah, under. Well, now.
These, I mean, a lot of people are doing these now. They're these pizzas. They
look quite good, don't they? They look a bit big, don't they? Mm-hmm. Need to get one and try one, so
good.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, 99p. Bag of chicken nuggets. 99p. It's cheap, though.
Yeah, bag of farmer's pork steak.
$1.99. I mean, that's...
Yeah, probably joining me there.
Yeah. Oh, I love my mate, man. I couldn't give up my mate. I couldn't do that. You know, I reckon you're better off coming in somewhere like this to buy it.
Bye,
my dear. Rather than pay Tesco prices. Here we go. Want to buy and spend?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah,
try
and
buy and spend. Where have we got to go now? Collies look nice, Steph.
Yeah, they do.
60p. We've got to go back. Go home then. Let's go. What do you got me for the day today? Because I can't go now until I fetch the car.
What time are you going to fetch it?
5. Might as well make our way back to the car then, haven't we?
Might as well have dinner then with us, because we'll be having dinner about 5.
No, I can't, because I'll have to do marks.
No. Did you still got overtime?
No.
Basic hours now?
Yeah.
Well, you probably won't do overtime then.
Yeah, Colin was just saying, I mean, his wife works in the office, so she hears a lot of what's going on. The Americans owe the company money and they're waiting for that. And also, they sold one of the machines at the exhibition. So, and they've had some inquiries, so hopefully they'll bring some work in. Thanks. I think I'll have to leave, Mark. go and work on Andrew. They're splitting up. I thought, Well, the thing is, Diana and Charles, it's never worked from day one, apparently. But because of the position he holds in the community, they make them stay together. Well, that's right. I don't blame him. Make his life miserable, stick with him. As long as you don't start beating her about, she's about to stay where she is, isn't she? Now you've changed sides now. I keep moving this from side to side because we keep swapping. Sammy went ice skating with one of her friends.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Do you know she's had no pocket money since?
Why?
To pay for it. She had to pay for it herself. And she's had no pocket money since. I think she gets half a pocket money this week because she's paid.
Right.
She's
in.
I think she's taking £1 a week, Dad.
At all?
Yeah.
I mean, really, Sammy should be getting a bit more than that, shouldn't she?
Yeah. I mean, really? Oh, don't you say nothing.
No.
They both should get more now because they have to buy their own comics and that. Yeah? Is that the pocket money? I always give them some. When I see them, I try and give them, you know, odd 50p here and pound here. And I always try to give them a little bit. I didn't know until Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We went to the shop and she gave Anthony a pound, she gave Sam a pound. I mean, she was a good girl and she sulked afterwards because she'd opened her mouth. But she said, I shouldn't have had any, should I? And she took it straight off her. No, you shouldn't, you're right. I says, oh, Sam, you are a good girl for being honest. I says, don't get upset. I says,
you should say we don't pay.
Yeah, yeah. I says, you are a good girl for being honest. I says, don't get upset. I says, because you'll get your pocket money next week. I won't. She says, I'm only having it off next week. And then I've paid for it, she says. But that's mean, Dad.
It is, yeah. She's a treat of morals and so, isn't she?
I shouldn't say half the things I do say, but I get upset, I do, the way she is to Sammy. She's awful to her. I don't know why. And she's not the same to Anthony. She does treat them differently.
For sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Mark don't say much. He keeps his mouth shut. He ignores a lot of things that go on. But even the past comment the other week, when we was at bingo, when we were coming out, he said she's horrible to Sam Anthony sometimes. It's a shame. Thing is, you can't say anything to her.
No.
You can't speak to her at all. Yeah. Because she goes in off the deep end and yeah. You know, you regret opening your mouth then. We're on the top, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's alright then, wasn't it? So I owe you £2.40, don't I? I'll give you Teresa's as well, then she can pay me back tomorrow. So if I give you £5, that covers the pool's money for the last week and this week. Cars now for the AA.
Yeah, you usually get one of them anyway. Not necessarily the AA, it could be RAC, you know.
Have you got some money for the car?
Yeah,
Yeah, Major's on the front as well. Silly move. Labour's poll lead as Major dropped clangers. Bumbling John Major dropped one clanger after another yesterday as Britain's economy took yet another hammering. And last night he was reeling as two new opinion polls showed Labour surging ahead to a 5-point lead, enough to put them into Westminster with an overall majority.
Everybody's saying, you know, the Labour are no good, but what can they do to us, Deb?
It doesn't matter who gets in power, Dad. We're going to be just as bad off, I think.
See, the thing is, we want the economy to pick up.
Yeah.
We want our houses to go up in value. And this sort of thing, this is what's important to us. We want things moving.
That's it, yeah.
Nothing's happening at the moment.
No, is it, the country's lay dormant, hasn't it, for the last...
Yeah.
3-4 years, it's gone down.
Everybody says, oh, look, if Labour get into power, all the money leaves the country. That's a load of rubbish, that is. It's the ones that are frightened that take that money out of the country. We don't want them sort of people, because it means they're not, it means...
You've got to go down, you don't need to go up.
It simply means that if that sort of money can be got at, it means it's not invested in anything. So it's actually no good to the country.
Yeah. Since I said to myself, when I started doing all this Keep Fit, I mean, I know I need to lose some weight. And I said to myself, right, I'm going to do all this exercise, and I'm not going to be on a diet.
Oh,
I've eaten less.
Yeah, forget the diet, Deb. Forget the word diet.
I've eaten less food.
I thought the same way. I'm